that fastness. About the Summer of Love of 1967 in the Lower East Side of New York City. It's about Sherry Mendel, Nova Slum Goddess.
Boy, I am your. great holy alley of your mind.
I am your pinball.
In the sky,
I am your fettuccine. I am your fettuccine.
Hatchway over the jungle.
Hey. 100 years to solve.
We were in Norway when Reagan got elected president the other day. What a terrible morning to check into a hotel in Bergen, Norway at 8 o'clock and see Reagan on the tube. Oi, gewalt. So this is a song by Tuli Kupferberg telling you exactly what is required to be president of the United States.
If you want to be president a very long while, be sure you invade a very small isle. For if it is tiny and its soldiers are few, they'll never make a fool out of you. You may kill with impunity, kill for a lot, if the color of your victims is rather dark. And all of the Americans will love you too, if they told you that Americans is rather few. But when the number mounts up, as it did in Vietnam, you could be in a bad political job. So invade a tiny island where the soldiers are naive, and leave Nicaragua to the mercenaries. And always kill people for their own good. Abandon meetings and suppliers for libertyhood. Postpone the elections that you said you sought, for what if the results are not what they ought? Protect all Americans, kill a lesser breed. It's the black man's burden, it's your purpose that you feed. Old soldiers never die, they only kill. And movie stars and generals buzz, they fill the comfort kill. Oh, someone else's suffering, it's interesting to see. You can watch it every night on CBS or NBC. Though we can only have one nuclear war, well, 1 to 3 Vietnams, we can have even more. President a very long while, be sure you invade a teeny, teeny island. But if it is small enough and soldiers very few, they can never make a fool out of you. I think I do.
Tuli. Well, we wrote this song especially for our trip here to Berlin. We decided to write a tune for the hardcore market.
To have a plan.
Songs of Experience, the modest rose puts forth a thorn, which will seg into, which will move into another song called You Can't Go Into the Same River Twice, from a fragment by the Greek poet Heraclitus. You can't go in the same river twice, which is one of the reasons we have written a lot of new songs for our European tour.
The modest rose puts forth a thorn, the humble sheep a threatening horn, while the lily white shall in love delight, nor a thorn, nor a stain her beauty bright. You can't go into the same river twice. No. It tears at the psyche to heed that advice. You carry the boat on your back over mountain and glen. Never can find that river again. Ah, but I can feel those fiery hands pulling me your love's past burning sands. When times are tough, you remember how groovy it was to be what it was in those days. You can't go into the same river twice. You roll out your maps and you toss down the dice. Though you fall on your knees in the church to pray for the day, you never can find that river again.
This is a poem about the new idealism. All the kids 18 to 24 in America are now Tories. Anyway, this is a new song about how you, no matter how burned out or corroded or beaten down or biologically phased you become, to always keep one foot in the orb of idealism. You can always fight the foulest grief with drinks and thrills. You can channelize your septum with $1,000 bills. But you'd better get obsessed again on the change wheel's rungs, or they'll let the tumors grow in the hummingbird's lungs. You've got to have 5 feet to skitter down the road, 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in the glitter, 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the glory, and 1 foot near the grail.
$1,000 bills, but you better get a test again on the change wheel.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, not Prima Kanta, nothing Muhammad and Krishna, nothing. Buddha, nada, Quenu, nada. Even John Lennon now is nothing. Locked in metaphor, nothing. Fair in nothing. MTV is nothing. Hollywood, also nothing. Literate, spitterate, nothing. And marriage is nothing. Ain't a boy.
Nothing.
Is from our album Tenderness Junction, and it got us thrown off Atlantic Records in 1967, because they thought the lyrics were a little bit too promoting of lascivious carriage. They, you know what I mean? Groin clink and pants down and all that among our teenage fans. But you can sing along if you're I've ever heard the record.
Just rep tonight.
Over you.
of our first set. And we're going to take a short intermission, and we'll be right back. We'll come back for another set of oldies and goldies and newies and groovies. This song is called Cold War. And there are many types of Cold War, between East and West, between, sometimes unfortunately, between women and men, men and women, and between Cold Wars, between landlords who don't want to give heat to tenants. You know what I mean? And also, planetary Cold War. Outer space is 3 degrees or so above absolute zero.
I don't want nobody.
a few minutes for another set. Okay, we'll be back. Anyway, it's wonderful to be here and to see people. Hello. You've been very kind.
Hi there.
This is the Light Lyre, which has light beams instead of strings, and the fingers interrupt the light beams. I don't know if you can see the beams, but. And the song we are going to do, beginning with the Light Lyre, is from our album Tenderness Junction, and it's called Fingers of the Sun. And it is about, we have changed the lyrics so that the song is about sending nuclear wastes into the sun. Fingers of the Sun.
Fingers of the sun grip the mountain where hot colors flash and flicker in the dark. The gates of heaven are open. The gates of earth are open. The watery abyss lies open in the fingers of the sun. La 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 la. And the motors swirl in the solar sea, and the
ah, 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 ah.
come on up to God, thanks. Yes. Baskets of love.
Overly covert, sometimes even cold. not fucking a man. CIA man. CIA man. Fucking a man. CIA man. CIA man. CIA man. CIA man. CIA man. My CIA man. CIA man.
Synthesizers, Pulsemeyer called. Or Pulsemeyer. To those folks who have died. We have three guys that used to play music with us that have died, and this is dedicated to them. And it has the Latin phrase, noli in spiritu combuere, which means refuse to be burnt out. The answer is not to be laid back. not to be cynical, not to be hesitant, not to be shy, not to be uninformed, not to be beaten down, not to be isolated, not to be frightened, not to be threatened, not to be co-opted, and not to be lied to.
Lowly in spiritu, congruere,
refuse to be burned out, refuse to be burned out. Is the station chief for the Berlin CIA station here? No?
No, you couldn't get a free pass. Well,
we left your free pass at the door. Monica and...
There's an American reference here I should tell you about. Ian Cook was the president of Chrysler Motors. This company got a $1 billion loan from the United States government, and people in America had their wealth taken away. And you all remember the song on which this is based. It's about Trinidadian prostitutes and American soldiers down in the Caribbean, World War II. Days of older, when Marines was a boulder, we used to sing this song. They drink rum and Coca-Cola, they go down Point Cumana, Costa and Costa, working for the Yankee dollar. Now when things is getting better, we sing a song. Even matter. Drink and run and hire Coca-Cola. Hey, go down Chrysler Motor. Oh, mother and brother. Working for the Yankee Dollar. That's a fame line. From Port Elizabeth to Oshawa. Both home plant and importer too. You work. Your pay is few, but the cars you make don't belong to you. You work up in Michigan, they blame us when you can't wish again. Capital goes where the profits be, and they couldn't care less if they screw you or me. Worry who you employ them. down. Death, water, both native and foreigner. Dying for the Yankee dollar. But workers of the world, please listen to me. While you're at each other's throat, you'll never be free. Bosses like you to fight each other, but you ought to fight the bosses, not your sister and your brother.
Are there any record company presidents here? We have a master tape, 15 IPS, Dolby, tones on it, hot album, live album from the Bottom Line Cabaret in New York City from a few weeks ago. Want to put out record in Germany. See me after show. John Keats to Fanny Braun, and it has as an epigraph a part of a poem by the great American poet Charles Olson. O souls, burn alive, burn now, that you may forever have peace, have what you crave. And it's about the new type of relationship. It's called No More Slavery. The poems in the morning mail.
in the flames. But what you can say, a snort of fame and a bottle of dream, a spatula of ink and blood in the sea. Oh, the 60-year rain will wash away the pain.
Every face I meet marks a
Rivers. Sing along with this little tune from one of our albums. I'm too chromosome damaged to remember which one, but
river of tears. feel another 1,000 years are going to come upon us, children, unless we make this world a better place, a better place. We have till 2080, or else the flapjacks of sorrow are going to slide down our throat for another millennium of pain and war and sorrow and bloodshed and oppression. And all our children's children, all our children's 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 children, for 10,000 more generations, we're gonna have to wade and to swim in the grim, 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 grim river. Oh, sing along. The floods may never come back to Berlin. You better sing with us now.
Talking Thai. Which is keeping the issues alive. And you'll hear images about Prometheus, the god who stole fire from heaven and brought it to earth. You'll hear the words fennel stalk, which is the stalk that he put the coal of flame in to bring to earth. Through the wrath of the sky.
as he leapt for light years, saving the code.
But then 10 became 20, and 20, 20,000, and then 20 million.
Keeping the issues alive, keeping the issues alive.
There was a time when it seemed as if women would never get to vote, but a few persevered with strikes and leaflets and flyers, and meetings and rallies in jail. They were spreading the coal of flame through thousands of fennel stalks.
Keeping the issues alive. Keeping the issues alive.
And it won't be so easy to carry a smoky cause in a and the cries of terminal pain.
While you're keeping the issues alive, keeping the issues alive.
Last year in the New York Times, they wrote about how in the United States, they wrote a pamphlet at Social Security to use when senior citizens threaten to kill themselves with their benefits taken away. Oh, there is nothing more important in Ronnie Reagan's time.
Keeping the issues alive. Keeping the issues alive. We were so many. We were working as one. We were miles of moiling. In a sizzling summer's heat. But now we are scattered, we are flung far apart. But you and I still live as one, through coals in the heart.
The U.S. doesn't have a national health care system.
Keeping the issues alive.
And isn't it a disgrace that the forests of Europe are being wrecked by acid rain?
Keeping the issues alive.
And the right to breathe in air that isn't flecked with herbicides, insecticides, nuke dusts, and acid rain.
Keeping the issues alive.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've enjoyed being here. to introduce the 1984 version of the Fugs. On bass and on keyboards, Mark Kramer. Mark Kramer. And a beautiful voice, great drum player, Kobe Fatty. Guitar, the voice of voices, Steve Taylor. And Mr. America is Great, Thule Kupferberg.
And, Professor James Edward Sanders, Guggenheim Fellow, D.D.
This is a poem by the English poet Matthew Arnold from our album Tenderness Junction, Dover Beach. It's called. It's a beautiful English love poem, Dover Beach. We'll both recite it and sing it.
The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full. The moon lies fair upon the straits. On the French coast, the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand glimmering and vast out in the tranquil bay. Come to the window, sweet as the night air. Only from the long line of spray where the sea meets the moon-blanched land, listen, you hear the grating roar of pebbles which the waves draw back and fling at their return up the high strand. Begin and cease, and then again begin with tremulous cadence slow, and bring the eternal note of sadness in.
Well, thank you. You've been very kind to us. We've had a wonderful time here. We're off to Zurich. If you want to come to the Rotfabrik tomorrow night, we'll be playing there. This will be our last song. It's the first poem that William Blake ever wrote when he was 13 years old. It's called How Sweet I Roamed From Field to Field. How sweet I roamed from field to field and tasted on the summer's pride till I, the prince of love, beheld who in the sunny beams did glide. He showed me lilies for my hair and blushing roses for my brow. He led me through his guarded sphere,
sinners. There are those among us tonight
who have not seen the light. We would like to apologize if we've ever seemed to have been un-American. For we have felt it. We feel it now. The book of the Bible, known as Exodus 20. You can sing along. Sing along with us. Because we feel it. We feel the tides of lascivious behavior pouring out of our soul, leaving us free. And tonight we'll be led by Rabbi Naftali Cooperberg. L-A-M-F.
Thank you.